The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Imagine having to line up opposite Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. This is the flight of inevitability. And here is the flight of the one pass completed by an NFL team yesterday. We have Woody Page with Denver's predicament and what it means for Steelers Ravens. And Nate Robinson. Nate! I mean, I am of the opinion he is one of the greatest athletes of all time. To be 5'9 and last a decade in the NBA, win 3 dunk contests, play college football in the Pac-12, and he lost to a YouTuber!
Why, Nate? Why?
The worst passing football game in a lifetime yesterday. We'll start with the best passing football game nearly in a lifetime. It was pacing out for that for a while. Mahomes had 359 yards at the half. Norm Van Brocklin's 554 has stood for 69 years. What will it take for that record to go down? 462, where Mahomes finished the matchup of the last two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and what some think could be the future matchup in the Super Bowl. Was it really as close as the final suggested? Kansas City 27, Tampa 24. National panel, number one takeaway. Around the horn to Bill Plaschke.
I'm going to focus on the GOAT who's becoming a GOAT. And this is about Tom Brady. I am so sick of all the experts saying, well, it's Bruce Arians' fault. It's the chemistry's fault. It's the, you know, they're not connected yet. It's Tom Brady. Can't perform under pressure. He can't perform under duress. He did it again yesterday. 4 for 9 under pressure with no interceptions, with 2 interceptions and no touchdowns. He's thrown 4 picks in the last, or 7 picks in the last 4 games, the most since 2011. You get a hand on his face. You get a rush on him. He seems to crumble. He seems to wilt. There doesn't seem to be any answers for this, and I don't see how the Bucs move forward with him at the quarterback if they have championship aspirations.
How they move forward with him?
What, it's about Tom Brady.
Bench Tom Brady? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying the ceiling is lower and lower and lower every week when you see how he does against top
defense. So this was about Brady for you. How about you, Woody Page? Number one takeaway.
Well, Bill, Tom Brady is in decline, like Peyton Manning, but that final year of Peyton Manning, he won the Super Bowl when he was in decline because they actually adapted their game plan to what he could do at that point. Same thing with Tom Brady. They're not letting him do what he does best, throw the football short. He only targeted his running backs 5 times in the game for 4 receptions. Here's the other key is he was 0 for 5. He only had 5 play-action passes, and he completed all of those. They are at the top of the league in play-action times that they complete the passes. So why aren't they doing that more often and going to the running backs, going to shorter passes, going to safety passes against the blitz and the pressure and the duress that he's under? Bruce Arians is doing him no favors. Arians, who's supposedly a quarterback whisperer, has become a shouter that's not working with Tom Brady.
Number one takeaway from Chiefs over the Buccaneers, Kevin Blackstone.
Well, I won't pick on the Bruce Arians-Tom Brady relationship again. I think it's a bad one. I think Bruce Arians needs to be doing a better job of fitting his game plan into Tom Brady's abilities at 43 years old. But let's just talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. What a performance, particularly in that first half. What an explosive offense. Mahomes to Kelce. Mahomes to Tyreek Hill. Mahomes to whoever you want to be out there. This guy does not miss in this league right now. A phenomenal performance. The only hiccup that they may have, and it may be because of their explosiveness on offense, is their defense seems sometimes to let other teams hang around. 2 weeks in a row, they allowed 30 points on the board. 5 times this year now, they've allowed over 400 yards total offense to.
Well, yesterday was just 24 on the board. They didn't allow 30. And again, I asked the question, was the final as close as it suggested yesterday, Jackie Mack? Was this about Kansas City and Mahomes or Brady and the Bucs for you?
100% Kansas City Mahomes. I understand everybody's obsession with Belichick versus Brady. Who needs the other more? They both need each other. They're both struggling without each other. Patrick Mahomes, you said it. 359 yards in the first half. Are you kidding me? Are we all just tired of his excellence, and that's why we don't talk about him every single minute of every single day? Is there any other quarterback you would want to start your franchise with? I think not. It helps that you have Tyreek Hill, who's amazing. It helps that you have Travis Kelce, who's amazing. By the way, 1-2 combos in the league, Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, and Mahomes and Kelce. Yeah. It's all about
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we had this conversation. Who's the best combo in the league? And sometimes you say, oh, maybe it's Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf. Yeah, they're good. This one is untouchable right now. Plashke back in.
Well, is anybody surprised by Mahomes? We're not really surprised by anything he does, but we're increasingly, sadly, surprised every week by what Tom Brady doesn't do.
Okay, don't normalize the incredible history that Mahomes is. I mean, this Norm Van Brocklin record, I'm a stat guy. You know this about me, a stat boy at heart. I've been waiting for this record to go down. It's been 69 years, it's been around. I thought we had a chance yesterday. Mecole Hardman drops that ball in the middle of the field, or maybe he's up over 500 yards. Woody Page, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm so happy you're here because you had this one right. Weeks ago, months ago, days ago, you wrote it up in the Gazette. They shouldn't have had this game for the Denver Broncos. Let's talk about the predicament in Denver, the game without a quarterback. Denver showing their thanks to Kendall Hinton for stepping up on a day's notice at zero practice and years since playing quarterback. And all those times you guys say, oh, they could have brought a guy off the street and completed a pass. Well, now you know, it's one pass. That the NFL went forward with this game, how they should feel about the product that was on the field. Part of it, Kareem Jackson saying his team was made an example of when his quarterbacks took off the masks and by protocol in the league had to sit out the game. But Woody, again, you wrote it for the Denver Gazette. Should have been postponed. You call it dystopia in the NFL is what you called it. A snafu for the entire league. You also said if they were somewhere else or had a more demanding owner, the league would have caved and postponed this game. Seeing it play out, what's the result of all this, Woody?
Well, it was a travesty of a farce of a mockery of the National Football League. And the league, particularly the commissioner, should be ashamed today. I don't think they could have slept last night thinking this is the worst thing that's happened in the NFL since a guy took a quarterback's helmet and hit him in the head with it. I mean, that's the kind of embarrassment level it reached. And the game should have been postponed, just like the Ravens-Steelers game should be postponed. They should have built this in that you could postpone these games till January 9th and 10th, when the postseason is supposed to open. Push it back 1 week. Have 1 week off between the conference championships and the Super Bowl. Okay. But in regard to the game yesterday, Hinton, yes, that was totally unfair to a kid who had never played in the NFL at any position. Hadn't played since 2018 as a quarterback. He did get $36,000 for one game, so a lot of us would have taken that sort of damage for it. But one completion, two interceptions, that hasn't happened since Ryan Leaf was a rookie in the league. And we know what happened to him.
Woody, let me ask you a question. Is any of this, though, on the franchise? The Denver Broncos quarterbacks unmasked during a team meeting, and this is why we're here. Is this not their fault?
Yes, it's equally. The NFL, and I blame them for what I've said, to let the game go on, the Broncos should have even forfeited. That's never happened in modern times in the NFL, but they shouldn't have gone on the field. But it was the quarterback's fault, but you should know that three of those four quarterbacks, one is in the COVID reserve, the other three have never tested positive. Yes.
Right, but we understand why there are protocols in place and guidelines in place, and the Broncos quarterback's team failed there. Kevin Blackiston, I'll bring you in here on your overall view of the situation yesterday in Denver.
When I leave the house, I carry a mask. When I come into this building, I carry a mask. Before I have to go to the University of Maryland, which is not often now because the campus is basically shut down, I have to go onto my phone and fill out a form to let them know about my COVID situation, and I have to wear a mask. And guess what? If you go onto the campus without a mask and without notifying the university, they find out via the app and they let you know, and you can be penalized for not adhering to those standards that they put in now. So I don't have any sympathy at all for the quarterbacks of the Denver Broncos who couldn't very simply wear a damn mask when you're in a meeting, particularly with someone who tested positive for COVID.
Jackie McMullen?
All right, but in fairness, KB, I don't think at the time that he tested positive for COVID, they knew that. I agree with everything you're saying in this regard. You have to blame yourselves when you're not following protocols. That's just how it has to be. By not creating a bubble, the NFL made it clear to every team, we will make you adhere to protocols. And if you do not, you will be fined. In some cases, you will lose a draft pick. There will be ramifications. Now, is it fair to have a team with no quarterbacks take the field? Is that good for football? Here's the underlying thing, Tony, about the NFL right now. They can't be concerned with inequity. They've all but said that. What they have to concern themselves with is getting these games played, keeping their promises to their network people, because that's where all the money is, and that's where their loyalties
are. But Ravens Steelers pushed back twice. This game wasn't pushed back. Bill Plaschke, how do you reason with it all?
It wasn't pushed back because this was not about an outbreak of COVID. It was about an outbreak of carelessness, of selfishness, of idiocy. Woody, it's all about those four quarterbacks. Wear their masks. And the NFL made it clear last summer when they set down the protocols that even if a position gets depleted, they're not going to cancel a game. They only cancel or postpone a game because of a COVID outbreak. This is not an outbreak. Now, the Ravens Steelers, that's a different story. But this was not that with the Broncos. The Broncos got what they deserved. They were penalized for it. Shame on
them. Woody, I'll give you a last word on this.
Well, all animals are equal except quarterbacks are more equal than the other animals, and we all know that. I said in training camp that every team should take a quarterback and put him away from the team. And Jake Fromm is doing that with the Buffalo Bills. I hope that all the other NFL teams are now deciding that they do that with their practice quarterbacks. And the Broncos, if they'd had Pat Bowlen, there would have been a situation that would have been totally different in that building and with
you believe
NFL.
That. You believe that the Denver being,
they are
the franchise now and in the flyover that the NFL overlooks it. But with Baltimore twice pushing back the game, that game's still scheduled to play tomorrow. Baltimore's practice this morning canceled again by the NFL. The latest count, as of our tape time, I have to say, because maybe it's changing in the next hour, 11 Ravens starters will be missing the game, 2 Steelers starters missing the game. Kevin Blackstone, in fairness, do they have to play this game? Or, in fairness, do they have to cancel this game?
There is no fairness under this situation. In fairness, the deal is that they're just going to have to play because the NFL is running out of weekends to push these games. And the other thing, in fairness, at least these teams tried to cooperate with the protocol, tried to follow it. And unlike in the Denver Broncos situation, they didn't have anybody trying to cover up the contact tracing.
Jackie McMullen?
I just think this game shouldn't be played, Tony, because they've had 8 consecutive days of positive testing. As you say, we're taping out. It could be 9 consecutive days by the time we're done testing. Stop this game. Take 2 weeks off. A week off or 2 weeks off right now
the
in the middle of the NFL season
Baltimore
to get everybody healthy.
Respectively.
The entire league. The numbers are raising everywhere. Just halt, wait 2 weeks, and then
go
come Plaschke.
Back.
No, yeah, Jackie, they can't do that because that'll send players home to the communities where it spreads even more. No, I think that I do think they have to cancel this game, do what Woody said, move it to the end of the season. They have a cushion. They have flexibility. They can move the Super Bowl back 2 weeks if they want to, but they need not to play. This violates their own standards. This is an outbreak. 25 people, I believe, on both teams combined have tested positive. Cancel this.
Woody, you didn't think it was fair that the Broncos were in their situation. Well, the Ravens are in a similar situation. They have an outbreak. And then Pittsburgh, speaking of fairness, is on the other side. They want to play a game. They're 10-0. Is this fair? Is fairness even factor into this?
No. Should postpone the game. If not, cancel it. Do like baseball, where if you don't play all the games, you do it on percentage. But this game should not go on. I mentioned Cam Newton, who they postponed games because Cam Newton could play, and Lamar Jackson's in the same situation, and you're going to go ahead and play it without
him. Last word for now, buy or sell in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
You know it's not your day when your onside kick gets returned for a kick six. Don't! What the Titans finally did to solve the Colts. Colts defense came in ranked 5 in the league. They didn't leave ranked 5 in the league. Bill, what to buy, what to sell?
I'm buying that the Titans can challenge the Chiefs for the conference championship. They had about 10 last year. They beat Buffalo this year. They came within a field goal of beating Pittsburgh this year. Derrick Henry, out of 178 yards rushing yesterday, I believe over 100 were before contact. The line is just killing them. Tannehill's managing the game well. Don't sleep on the Titans.
Woody Page?
Yes, I'm not buying either team. I'm buying Derrick Henry. I mean, the guy in his last 20 games, including the playoffs, has rushed for over 2,000 yards. I mean, that's Terrell Davis kind of numbers, Earl Campbell. And the guy is a reflection of his coach. He's tough. This is a team that, with Derrick Henry in command, is going to go a long way again this year.
Yeah, well, I'm buying the running back and I'm buying the team that he plays for. Remember, they had lost 3 of 4 and looked like they had fallen off the map. Now with 2 wins in a row and an impressive one here, they are right back in the thick of things. And the poor Colts are now going to be trying to crawl their way back into the playoffs.
Well, it's an expanded playoff this year. It's still looking pretty good. How about you, Jackie?
You know, you mentioned Norm Van Brocklin before, and it made me laugh a little bit because the Titans, to me, are an old-school football team. Very tough. Their running back, smash mouth, their coach. They stood on the Colts logo before the game, Tony. They did the same thing to the Baltimore Ravens. Who does that?
Well, they do that, and we'll see how it plays out for them. You mentioned the Colts loss, Kevin. Other would-be playoff teams had some ugly losses. Raiders led up 43 to Atlanta. Cardinals looked anemic on offense. They lost to the anemic on offense Patriots. The Kyler Murray Express is derailed a bit. Rams came back just in time to lose to Nick Mullins in San Francisco. Woody, which was the most concerning loss?
Well, it's got to be the Cardinals. They've got 3 games left in the division against teams they could lose to. At best, I think they're going to be 8-8 this season. They blew it when they lost the game at the end yesterday.
KB?
Well, I'm going to go with Bill Plaschke's Rams, who he said is going to run away with that division.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding us, Kevin.
Not so certain. Defense not that good. All of a sudden, Goff can't get it together now. What are they going to do?
You know what? I'm going with those Raiders. Are you kidding me? 5 turnovers, 4 of them from your quarterback. You get the quarterback sacked 5 times, 11 penalties for 141 yards. You only have yourself to blame when that kind of stuff.
And on this buffet of stink, Plaschke, who you got?
It's the Rams. Jared Goff's every bit as bad under pressure as Tom Brady. He was even ripped. Sean McVay never rips anybody. He took a shot at Jared Goff in the postgame conference.
They're giving you whiplash.
Crazy, Tony. They're driving
you
crazy.
You had him as the best team in the conference just a week ago. Buy or sell 3, Vanderbilt football. The weekend from national news, positive reviews, although not all positive. This is America. Of Sarah Fuller kicking to a day later, firing coach Derek Mason. Vandy 0-8 with a game to play. Saturday, Fuller from soccer team to emergency kicker to history. Third woman to play in an FBS game. Right before that, Squibb, she was in the locker room giving a halftime speech. Fuller to Courtney Cronin, our reporter. Nobody on the sidelines was supporting each other. Kevin, a lot there. First that she was called up to kick, then the kick, the speech, how she described the team, the SEC giving her special teams player of the week for that one kick, and Mason fired. How do you consider it all?
Well, I'll just concentrate on her coming in the legacy or the lineage of Katie Nida, who was at Colorado and, of course, in Mexico, where she actually kicked one through the uprights. But good for her. If anything good can come out of this college season, it is that and a representation for girls.
The squib kick was fine, but can you imagine not being on the team just days earlier? You go in at halftime and tell everybody, hey, can you guys get your act together here? Because none of you look like you care that much, or you're not. That, to me, is the best part about this. Imagine going into that situation and giving that kind of speech.
Do you think in any way it had anything to do with Mason? You know, you're saying the team is not supporting each other. They're not there. Do you think in any way Vanderbilt heard that and then thought, who's this coach doing?
Boy, I hope not.
Phil Plaschke, how about you?
I certainly hope not. No, I certainly hope not. But I thought it was so cool. On the back of her helmet, she wrote, play like a girl. She was proactive. She was empowering. It was such a great statement by her. She didn't just stand there and just, she wasn't just a figurine. She was a real live football
player. Woody Page?
I'm buying and selling Vanderbilt. I mean, this was a historic move, just as Vanderbilt, when I was in school, was the first SEC team to have an African-American on its basketball team. So they have set standards in the past, but selling that they would fire Mason, let him finish the season. I mean, he's got Tennessee ahead. He's beaten them three times.
All right, Plaschke, Blackstone. They were going at it a little bit with each other, and now they can do that, you know, somewhere in the background. Because it's Woody Page, Jackie McMullen, and Showdown in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
So Tyreek Hill, 13 catches, 269 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jarrett Patterson, 36 rushes, 409 yards, 8 touchdowns. Jeremy Chinn, 2 back-to-back touchdowns on consecutive back-to-back snaps. And he plays defense, Woody. What's the biggest achievement?
Well, it's Patterson. 710 yards in 2 games. He's only played 4 because Buffalo has, and he's 80 yards within 1,000. He is about to set a record that beat Ricky Williams when he was at Texas.
All those, that's all amazing. But Woody, have you ever seen what Brandon Chinn has done? Have you, Tony? You have not.
I haven't.
Not only that, 13 tackles. He might be Rookie of the Year. This is no fluke. This kid is for real.
I have never seen it with these eyes, but 8 touchdowns, 400 yards rushing gets Woody a point. We'll move on. The boxing from Saturday night. I say this respectfully. Nobody died, so it's a success. Tyson Jones called the draw. I mean, it was an exhibition. But Nate Robinson, again, objectively, an all-time athlete, 3-time dunk contest, NBA vet, played football in college. How should he feel about losing to a YouTuber, Jackie?
You know, I used to linger after practice just to see what amazing stuff Nate Robinson would do, and it was all incredible, all above the rim. He beat a teammate once running backwards. I hate seeing this. I hate it.
Jackie, there was nothing fantastic about that you'd want to watch, but with his vertical leap, he should have jumped out of the ring. That would have been his only chance to survive that evening.
Woody,
he got $600.
I feel bad for you because you started Kendall Hinton in your fantasy team at quarterback. Here's a FaceTime, 30 seconds.
I hate to pick on the NFC East again, but they're going to lose all four of their games next weekend. And the NFL is making up rules along the way. There's no team that's going to win five or six games in that division. You just don't let them play in the playoffs. Put some teams that deserve to be in there and say, it's not your turn in this bizarre year. That's the way you end up doing it, because none of those teams, especially the Cowboys, belong in the postseason.
That's going to do it, folks. Thanks for coming around. College basketball in our place tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll see you Thursday.
Happy Hour is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly.